My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless your name. My soul loves Jesus. Yerosanerebosia. My soul, love Jesus. My soul, love Jesus. Bless your name. You are wonder in my soul. You are a wonder, oh yes you are, in my soul. You are a wonder in my soul. I'm gonna bless your name. Ah, holy Messiah. You are a wonder in my soul. You are a wonder. Oh, yes, you are, Jesus, in my soul. You are a wonder in my soul. Bless your name. Yes, the old soul said yesterday. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, my soul say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. 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 Oh, yes to your will. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, you're so good. God, I bless your name. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. God, I thank you for looking beyond my faults and seeing my need for you, oh God. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you for being so good, God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. God, we want to say thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, gave us great health and strength. Father, I say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you didn't allow the deaf angel to come now and dwell in. Father, you kept your angels round about our homes, round about our properties. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. God. God, we need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. We need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. God, our land is filled with trouble, oh God. God, trouble came and visited our land, oh God. God, we need you, we need you, we need you, we need you, oh God, you said in your word, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. God, we turn. God, you told your people to turn from their wicked ways. Father, I ask you to breathe on the church. God, breathe on the church. Breathe on the church. God, breathe on the church. Breathe on the church. God, breathe your anointing upon the church. God, sanctify us again. God, fill us again. Fill us again. Fill us again. Fill the bishops. Fill the apostles. Fill the prophets. Fill the evangelists. Fill the pastors. Fill the teachers. Fill the ushers. Fill the choir members. Fill the musicians. Fill the media. Fill the greeters. Fill hospitality. Fill the mother's board. Fill the deacon's board. Fill the ministers. Fill the missionaries. Fill the evangelists. In the name of Jesus. Feel, Lord, feel us again, oh God, before we can ask you for revival. God, before we can ask you for another thing. God, we first got to praise you for what you've done already. Before we ask you for revival, we first got to throw ourselves on the mercy of the court, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive the leadership in the church. Forgive us for not preaching and teaching your word. Forgive us trying to sugarcoat your word. Father, forgive us for not praying and seek your face. God, forgive us for not consecrating like the old church used to do it. God, forgive us. God, forgive us how we go. God, stab our sisters and brothers in the back. Forgive us for not praying for our leaders. Forgive us for talking about our leaders. Forgive us for not paying tithe and offering to our ministries. Father, forgive us for not getting out of the bed and praying and seeking your face, oh God. Father, forgive us. You gave us the urgency in 2020. You gave the urgency of prayer and seeking your face, but the church went to sleep, God. Can you not wait but 1 hour? Can you not? Yes, God, I hear you. Can you not wait for 1 hour? Can you not just stay up for 1 hour just to seek my face? Can you not just pray and seek me? Can you not just praise me? Can you not just worship me for 1 hour? Ooh, God. God, we're no different than the disciples. Jesus said, can you not wait for 1 hour? God, we put everything before you, and yet we expect you to bless us. Forgive the church. Forgive us, oh God. We've turned a deaf ear to you, but yet when we need something, we all of a sudden look at you as Santa Claus. Forgive the church. Forgive the church. How can we pray for the world while the church is not in alignment with your word? Yes, Lord. We preaching and teaching and hooping and hollering and dancing for what? And we don't have a prayer life. We didn't acknowledge you in all of our ways. We haven't told our enemy, our family members, our co-workers that Jesus loves them. You told us to go to the world and preach the gospel. Forgive the church. Forgive the church. How can we be a beacon of light in this dark world if the church has lost its savior? If the church have turned out the lights, blew out the candle of their life, where is the church? 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 Shake us again, God. Shake us again.
Shake us again, shake us again. Some haven't learned the lesson from 2020. When the enemy devoured the land, when the enemy brought drought, when the enemy took our loved ones, we didn't learn the lesson that it was your will, that you permitted it, because can't nothing happen without your permission. Forgive the church, forgive the bishops, forgive the elders, forgive the pastors, forgive the pastors' wives, forgive the clergy, forgive the choir members, forgive the musicians, forgive the mother's board, forgive the deacon's board, forgive the household of faith, God. Breathe on us again. Breathe on us again. Breathe, 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 breathe on us again. Breathe on us again. We can't make it without you. We can't make it without you. We need you, oh God. God, I hold on to the horns of the altar. I wave the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. God, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not pass me by. God is not my mother nor my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And God, we bless you. God, we praise you because you've been so faithful. Even when we weren't faithful to you, even when we weren't faithful to the ministry, even when we weren't faithful to go on the church, God, you've still been faithful. Jesus, you've still been faithful. Your word says the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but your word stands forever. Even if we turn our backs on you, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You're with us always, even until the end of this world. So God, I want to say thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your faithfulness. We haven't dotted an every I nor crossed every T. So I want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. You've been so good to us, God. Yet, as Mama used to say, we had a loaf of bread under our arms and still moaning, groaning, and complaining. But God, I ask you to forgive your children. Forgive the household of faith. God, in the name of Jesus, 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 I ask you in the name of Jesus to be God in our life. God, we move out the idols. We move all the idols out of our life. God, we're going back to Bethel. God, we need another touch from you. We need to feel your breath upon our face. We need your fragrance in our nostrils. God, we need you to breathe on us, oh God, that the world can see a distinct difference between them and us. God, we need you to breathe on the church, on the church, 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 church. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, breathe on us, oh God. Take us back up into the upper room that we can get another portion of your spirit, that we can be filled again. God, it amazes me how we feel our gas tank every week, and we feel as though we don't need another refilling of God. Holy Spirit, forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Oh, let us not embarrass your name. Let us not embarrass our Heavenly Father. Let us not embarrass the cross and the work you did on the cross. So, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, oh God, we don't need another touch. We don't need another dip. We need you to fill us again for that anointing that was on us last year. That was to get us to 2023. But we are in a brand new year, and we don't know what's on the horizon in 2024. Breathe on us, oh God. Breathe, 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 breathe on us, oh God. God, if you breathe on us, we'll walk like men and walk like women. God, in the name of Jesus, God, if you breathe on us, God, we will see miracles, signs, and wonders in our church. God, if you breathe on us again. saying, God will see our children saved, delivered, and set free. God, breathe on us before we can remind you of your word. First, God, we got to say another yes to you. So I say yes, God. I say yes to your will. Hallelujah. I say yes, yes to your way. God, yes. God, whatever you need, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I stand, God, to receive my orders. God, in the name of Jesus, God, raise up evangelists, raise up preachers and teachers, raise up prophets and elders, raise up the bishops and apostles, God, to preach your word, to teach your word, to spread the goodness of your love throughout this earth. God, the good news of Jesus Christ is still good news to us, oh God. God, your word says, I hear you, Holy Ghost. There's healing in it. Even those under the sound of my voice that's going through in their bodies, there's healing for you. I keep hearing that the water is troubled. God, that man, oh God, that man, that lame, oh God, he was lame for 37 years, oh God. God, he said he had nobody to put him in the pool. But God, I thank you that you're even troubling the waters right now. And all they got to do is receive it by faith. All they got to do is open their mouth and praise you. Open their hearts and worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. God, your word says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Not we were healed. Not we're going to be healed. But we healed right now in the name of Jesus. Kidney issues, I healed. Liver, lungs, issues, I healed. Gallbladder issues, healed. Brain issues, healed. Mental disease, healed. Heart disease, healed. Blood disease, healed. Cataracts behind your eyes, healed. Hearing loss, healed. Got arthritis in the bones, healed. God, in the name of Jesus, those that having problems with their throat, throat cancer, healed. Bone cancer, healed. In the name of Jesus, pancreas, healed. Prostate, healed. Feet, healed. Knees, healed. In the name of Jesus, your neck is healed. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that sporadic pain that's in your back, I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. I put you under the blood, right? You trespassing on God's property. I command you to loose the people of God right now. Sciatic nerve damage, you are rebuked in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the pit of hell. You cause the back pains and sciatic nerve pains in the imps and even in the devil himself in the name of Jesus. But you are trespassing on God's property, and I send warning to you right now, you spirit of infirmities. Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers his saints. The blood of Jesus cover our children in the name of Jesus. You cannot penetrate the blood of Jesus upon the lives of God's people. The blood is smeared over our doorposts. The blood is smeared over our bodies, over our spirit, our soul, our mind, over our children and our grandchildren, over our property in the name of Jesus Christ. So we rebuke death right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We rebuke death right now. Death, you are rebuked. And we rebuke the pain. In first spirit of infirmity, you are rebuked right now. Nerve damage, you are rebuked. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Nerve damage, you are rebuked right now. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. The children that have been born with some type of issues in their brain, ADHD, ADD, it don't matter how many alphabets they put along with it. The Lord said, I'm healed and delivered right now. There is nothing too hard for God. This is the year to believe God for your miracle. Miracle signs and wonders in every church. Miracle signs and wonders in the houses and in the lives of every believer. So, Father, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you you for the fire of your healing anointing that's saturating our bodies, that's saturating our mind, that's saturating our spirits right now in Jesus Christ. God, we thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. For you alone are worthy. Thank you. Thank you, God, Holy Spirit, for ministering your fire, your healing anointing upon the walls under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray, God, I remind you of your word over in Proverbs 11, verses 21 down to 26. You said the seed of the righteous you will deliver. So, God, every son and every daughter, every granddaughter and grandson, every niece and every nephew, oh God, that's the belongs, they in the lineage, I hear you, Holy Spirit, in the lineage of the seed of the righteous, they in the lineage of the righteous, God, you said you will deliver, so deliver them from a homosexual lifestyle, lesbian lifestyle, oh God, murder, oh God, God, stealing, oh God, cheating, oh God, in the name of Jesus, drugs, God, let them lose their taste right now, let them lose the taste for the world. Let them lose the taste for what the enemy have thrown at them. God, let the taste be bad in their mouth. God, let them lose the appetite for the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you get the glory out of it. God, the devil didn't snatch them out your hands. Oh, the devil is a liar. He didn't snatch them out your hands, because Jesus said, can't nobody pluck us out your hands. And the seed of the righteous is in your hands. In the name of Jesus, because you said in your word over in Psalm 112 and Psalm 115, that the seed of the righteous, oh God, will be mighty in the earth. They will be successful. And Father, I thank you right now, oh God, according to your word in Psalm 119, verse 49, you caused me to hope. You caused me to hope. God, the word, remember what you said to me, the word that you gave to your servant. I hang on to these words for dear life, according to your word in Psalm 119 and 49. You said the seed of the righteous. Oh, God. God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hear you. The seed of the righteous, no matter what they in. Oh, God, the spirit of fear got to loose. Loose. I command you in the name of Jesus to loose the seed of the righteous. Oh, God, regulate their mind. The seed of the righteous is delivered. They will not go over to Scientology. They will not become all spiritual. Oh, God. Jesus died that they might be free. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, so we lift up the seed of the righteous, and I agree with the prayer that Paul prayed. Uncover their blinded mind. Uncover their blinded mind so they can see you in all your splendor. They can see you in all your glory. That they can hear your voice. That they can hear the clarion call of the God of all. God, the God that created the heaven and earth. God, as you call them by their name. God, you already know the numbers on their hair. You know where they are, who they would. You know them by name. You know the pulse. You know their heart rate. God, you know how many times they blink in a second. God, you know their blood type. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your warring, battling, fighting angels to war, battle, and fight on their behalf in the seen and unseen realm. Father, in the name of Jesus, send your ministering angels, your healing angels to minister and heal them, oh God. Heal them of their past. Heal them of their hurt. Heal them of, oh God, everything that's trying to block them from you. God, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Dispatch Michael and his archangels. God, dispatch them. You did it for Daniel. Do it for your believers today. Do it for me. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, as far as our seed is numbered and named, will be saved. They are saved. We speak those things that are not as though they were, the same way you did. God, you spoke those things because you called Abraham the father of many nations, and he didn't have no children. So you spoke those things as they were, not as though they were. So I speak in the atmosphere, since the atmosphere is charged right now, I speak in the atmosphere that our sons and our daughters, they are saved and sanctified, baptized in God, Holy Spirit, with a mighty burning fire for you. They're preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, when people hear their testimony, God, because of their testimony and all that you brought them out of, God, thousands upon thousands of souls will be saved. God, because why? God, why? Because they are kingdom builders. They are kingdom minded. They're kingdom living. They're kingdom giving. In the name of Jesus, your word says we have not because we ask not. God, I lift it up to you and I ask you to save to the uttermost. God, go reach way down to the gutters and bring up every son and daughter of the seed of the righteous, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil can't have none of them. That drunkard that's out on the corner, that prostitute that's selling her body, God, they made me the seed of the righteous. God, in the name of Jesus, vindicate, I hear you, Holy Ghost, vindicate your word in the lives of the seed of the righteous. Vindicate your word. Vindicate your word. I hold you to your word, for there is no other word that matters to me. Only word that matters to me is your word. Your word continues to bring life to the bone and my marrow. Your word continues to allow my heart to keep beating. Your word, your word, your word continues to minister healing to our bodies. Your word, your word. You say live even while we're sleeping. And our eyes open to a brand new day, because we could have died and went on to glory. But because of your word, your word, everything has to stand still because your word. Everything has to stand still because of your word. Your word stands forever. Father, I thank you for your word. Father, you blessed us. God, we've repented. God, bless the household of faith. God, turn us back to you. Give us a hungering and a thirsting for your righteousness. Give us a hungering and a thirsting for your righteousness. Give us an urgency for prayer. It is so vital to the believers to pray. Prayer is the umbilical cord that connects us to you, oh God. Prayer is the umbilical cord that connects us to you, oh God. God, we need you, we need you, we need you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I say yes to you all the days of my life. God, I owe you me. I owe you me, I owe you me, I owe you me. But all the bad doctors report, I owe you me because you confounded the doctors. They said this and you said, don't answer. Just believe me. They said that and you said, don't answer. Just believe me. And when I went back to the doctor, God, they kept saying I wasn't Lolita Jones. They took a strand of my hair out of my head. God, they swabbed my mouth. They got the dental records to prove that these teeth in my mouth belong to Lolita Jones. And it's in according with the dental record. They took my blood. God, they even snatched a sample of my skin off of my forearm. God, and they did all of that just to verify that I am who I said I am. Because they didn't believe the report that they was looking at. Because all their reports kept saying that I was having a stroke, that I was having a heart attack. Yes, Lord. But you said no. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing anointing. And if you did it for me, would you doing it for me? I know you have no respect of person. So God, in the name of Jesus, I speak long and strong life over the body of Christ. Long and strong life over the senior saints. Long and strong life over the pastors and the elders. Long and strong life over the bishops and their wives. Long and strong life over the pastors' wives in the name of Jesus. Long and strong life over the elders and evangelists and missionaries. Long and strong life over the praise team, the ushers, the greeters, the hospitality, and the security. God, long and strong life life over the household of faith. In the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Because if you did it for me, you will do it for them. All they got to do is believe. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, as we raise our expectation, God, meet us at our point of need. God, we need you. God, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. And Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for giving us this opportunity. God, giving us this space and time just to come boldly before your throne of grace, to obtain mercy and grace in our time of need, because we need you. Wars and rumors of wars are going on, but God, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. God, we look around, and God, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. God, you are with us. You are keeping us, and we thank you. Sound the alarm of urgency, O God, for prayer. Raise up intercessors. Raise up prayer warriors that's willing to lay their life down so that a soul can be saved. Raise up warriors, oh God. Ooh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I hear you, Lord. God, he said he's raising up our children. They will be his mouthpiece in this earth. They withdraw. There will be a great drawing. There will be a great drawing. There will be a great drawing, and he's going to use the seed of the righteous to do it. He's going to use the seed of the righteous in this end time revival. Oh, God. It doesn't matter what the doctors have pronounced over your child. You the mother, you the father, you denounce what the doctors have pronounced over your children, and you announce something new over your child. Announce the word of God over your child. Because your child will be whatever you say that they are. They will become whatever you say that they are. I don't know about your children, but my children are saved and sanctified, baptized, and God, Holy Spirit, with a mighty burning fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, and I thank you right now that Alexis, Aaliyah, Aaron, Michael, Leone, Leah, Lolita, Danielle, and Kenneth, they are saved and serving you. They are spreading the good news throughout this earth. Father, I thank you for raising them up, delivering them, setting them free, cutting off the heads of the enemy. Thank you for severing the friendships that want to pull them back into bondage. God, I thank you right now. God, I thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. It don't matter the threats of the enemy. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter at all. Because God, all I know is those humongous angels that you have around your children. Those humongous angels that you have around the household of faith, the seed of the righteous. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. Vindicate your word in the lives of our seed in this season. We're not waiting for next month. We serve it right now, God. And I'm using my now faith. Now. So go downstairs. Go upstairs, go into their bedrooms, go across the country, wherever our children are. God, Holy Spirit, soften their heart to hear the clarion call of the Lord God Almighty. Soften their heart to see their need for Jesus Christ. Father, I love you and I praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have joined me for this time of prayer. Thank you for coming on into my prayer cave, into my prayer chamber with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a prayer request. You can go up on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. And there you can leave a comment. It will come directly to our emails. It would come to our emails. The team, our team here at Life Changers Ministry, you can go and inbox Life Changers on Facebook. You can send a note via pray.com. Hallelujah. No matter what, you can go up on my personal page. Hallelujah. Lee Marie Jones. That was my daughter set that up when I was over in Iraq. So we couldn't use my full name, but so she took pieces and made a new name for me. Praise the Lord. But God, give us your prayer request so we can touch and agree with you. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be your finances. I believe God for harvest this year, not just harvest in the church, that people are coming in. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's and yes, the people are coming to your church house. But some of us need a revival in our finances. We give a tithe. We pay taxes into the kingdom of God. We give our offerings. We're making sure that there is things that's taken care of in our immediate ministries. But in our bank accounts are dwindling down. But I am reminded of the word of God over in 2 Corinthians. Let me get it. I got my other cell phone over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Better yet, I know where I can find it. Chapter 9. Hallelujah. Down towards verse 8. God is good. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing it back to my remembrance. That 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on, let's go with me. And we go on to chapter 9. Let me see if this is the right translation I want. No, I need thank God for King James, but I need a better translation than King James. Let's go to the Living Bible. How about that? Ooh-wee, let's see what the Living Bible has to say. No, I don't like that one either. Let me go to Message. That's what I'm used to anyway, Message Bible. The Message Bible, hallelujah. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his word. Ooh, because they saying will and can. And that's not the, I need, how about this New Living Translation? New Living, where are you, New Living Translation? I know I have you. There you go, right there. Let's see what you say. Hallelujah, because I can walk back over into my prayer chamber and I can see it. Oh, there it goes. So that means, because I know I posted in my prayer chamber. It's all, if you come ever, well, yeah. But anyway, if you could see my prayer chamber, I have scriptures all around. I have declarations all around. Whatever you have to do to keep yourself encouraged, you got to do it. Whatever you do. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning, I had to do my time of prayer, and then the Lord would give me a scripture, and I meditate on that scripture for a little while, and then I go directly to my devotions. In my devotions, I sing unto the Lord. I walk around in my prayer chamber, in my room, in my restroom also, and I started reading all the scriptures and the prayers on my wall that the Lord had given me over the past 25 years that I've typed out and put it in big letters so I can see it and put it on my wall and everything like that. And then I reaffirm myself. Hallelujah. I don't wait for the word to tell me who I am. I like the word of God. The word of God tells me who I am. So I'm a researcher. So I love going through the word of God, and I search out scriptures and I speak it into my life. I speak, Lolita, this is who you are. This is what God says according to such and such a scripture. That's how I do it. You know, everybody may do something different. I'm just telling you how I do it. But according to the word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, this is the New Living Translation. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way. Ah, Lord, I got to read verse 11 again. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank our God, who is gracious and kind. They will thank our God. And verse 12 says, so two good things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem, so that the needs, your need will be met. And they that you give to will joyfully express their thanks to God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 through 12. God go enrich you. He will generously provide for you. That'll be more than enough to take care of everything you need. Plenty left over that you're able to share with others. And even when you give to the poor and to those that are in need, two things are going to result from you giving. Your need, every believer's need, will be met when they give to those in less fortunate. Their need will be met, and the people they give to will joyfully express their thanks to our God, to the God that created the heaven and the earth. That's just how awesome our God is. And until next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.